as soon as I see the name, everything comes back about the comfort. That's all I remember feeling is 100% loved, 100% comfort, friends. You know, it just seemed so perfect. And I think that's what helped me get through 2 years in an all-white school. And then to come to Oberlin, and then it was like the reverse of things. I was trying to fit in with the black crowd and trying to fit in with the white crowd. And you had to find yourself and realize, okay, let's put the color aside. Let me just figure out who I am. And then when I got comfortable with that, then it's just, it was fine. But there was a lot of that serious transition. I mean, it was black and then all white. I mean, it was really noticeable.
Yeah.
And then you put it all together like, okay, this is how people interact when they're different colors and they're from different places. And you learn that. But I think shoeing was just that foundation. I cannot imagine what it would have been like just to go to Church of the Open Door if I had felt very insecure and I'm thrown into this mix. And then how would I feel comfortable and confident? And I don't know if they were ready for that. You know, I think we were the first blacks in the school. I think there was one other kid, but anyway, it was, I didn't have anybody, they were way down the hall. I didn't have anybody really helping and supporting me. And it had to have been Shule that just let me know who I was, you know? And I was very proud. I don't know how long Shule occurred before I was there. I don't know if I was one of the first people. That makes it even more special. I wish I could just go back and be like, I love this place. But I was sorry. But yeah, I think they might have been like a trial, you know, to see like what this is like. I remember, again, Swahili being the main focus. And I remember them wanting to give me a Swahili name.
What was your Swahili name?
Yakemba.
Okay.
And it was a name that I don't think I used myself until I got a little older and I actually called myself something. But my parents always called me Yakemba. They had the option to make it a legal name, but they chose, I was named Angela for other reasons, so they kept that. But Yakemba is what I have always been called. At home, my dad would shorten and just say Yak, because it's right there.
Yeah.
So he would just say Yak, but Yakemba is it. And I went into second grade. What's your name? Yakemba. What's your name? Yakemba. I knew my name was Angela and I would write it, but all my friends called me Yakemba. And they did that straight through high school. And then they were like, Angela who? Like, they did not, I mean, there's still a guy I know who I did not know his real name until his graduation. It was that, what's the word for in my name? It was, that was me. I was Yakemba. And now when I see people, if they shout, Yakemba, I know it's a childhood friend. Versus if somebody says Angela, like everybody in school calls me Angela.
But you're Yakemba.
And I'm Yakemba. I don't even like saying Angela. If I could be Yakemba for life, I'd be Yakemba for life. I love it. So, and it means faithful daughter born on Thursday.
Very specific.
Yes, I was born on Thursday.